Hello everybody, today is Friday, September the 13th, or my favorite day of the year.
Why?
But you know, it's Friday the 13th. Mm. That's when, it'd be a lot more cooler if Jason was here, and if it was Halloween as well, you know?
That is true.
But I feel like that would be like a weird crossover between Michael and Jason. Can you imagine? You know, like that long waited crossover that we've been wanting.
That is
or people
true.
Been, I mean, I don't know if people would want that, but I would feel like some people would.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But like, also, I was really hyped for today because I thought we would be getting a new update for iOS 13, and I'd be getting dark mode, but that's not until like next week, so.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, this is what episode 2.
Episode 2.
Yes.
Of our podcast.
Yeah, it's been like, it's like been like a decade since we did our last podcast.
For real. It's only because we have school.
Yeah, school's back and
I have work.
Everything just, yeah.
I'm in process of looking for another job, so hopefully one that will give me more money.
Anyway, so what has
what's going on with us?
Yeah.
Lately?
Currently right now. Just reading some manga at the moment. So currently, currently reading two mangas right now. Sorry. I'm reading Dead Man Wonderland. I'm on book 6 right now. It's weird because in the anime, the first season covers the first season covers first 5 books. Mm-hmm. And there's 13 books. It's like, there's like, we're season 2 already.
Oh man.
Even though season 1 came like almost, I don't want to say it over a decade ago, but it's been a while. So yeah. And I'm also currently reading Dragon Ball Z. I'm on volume 2. I mean, it's three chapters, but it's basically like 3 in 1, so it's kind of weird when it's like that, but I kind of like it that way. So I get like, I'm currently like right now specifically, I'm like, I just finished the Saiyan Saga, which is basically Goku facing off against Nappa and Vegeta, and and next is coming up is the Frieza Saga, which, I mean, I think the Frieza Saga is probably my second favorite out of the sagas, right next to, first being the Cell Saga. I guess the Android Saga is part of that, but whatever. So what have you been up to?
Aside from work in school, I've also been seeing someone, so that's good too. Mm. I am part of a club that just got chartered at our school. It's called the Filipino Club. And we just kind of meet up to talk about Filipino culture, which is really great because no one really knows about Filipino culture. So that was fun. We're having like some kickback tomorrow, but at a member's house. But I don't know if I'm going to go because that's going to be, if I were to go, it'd be after work. Other than that, not much besides binging like K-12 by Melody Martinez.
And yeah, we just listened to that album too. I feel like we have to go through a, sorry, my vocabulary is very off today.
We have to go through like an overview
of the songs, or
discuss about which songs that we like the most.
I mean, should we go through all the songs or just the songs that we liked?
I feel like we should do the songs that we like, okay, and then do the songs that we don't like. Yeah.
The nurse one, I think.
Nurse's
yeah,
office?
We like that one. I like the beat of that, which I thought that was pretty good. The puppet one, the
show and tell.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of. I was like, eh. Like when I watched the movie on YouTube, I thought it was pretty cool. But like looking at like hearing it now, it's like, eh. I guess it went well with the video, but not like listening. So
yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Wheels on the Bus is really good. Yeah. I don't know. I really like the beat of it because she samples out Wheels on the Bus, like the
old song. Can we talk about like the blue people in the back?
Oh my god, the blue boys.
I was kind of giving watching it, I'm not saying the whole thing, but a small portion of it kind of reminded me of a little bit of the idea of gorillas. not like they got drew inspiration from them, but like it kind of gave me like a little bit of a vibe off of it, like with the flying bus and sky and some of the odd stuff going on. But yeah, that's kind of, I mean, I'm not saying that I got that vibe and through the whole thing. I'm just saying that that one part and some other stuff gave me that thing or that vibe. But anyway,
Strawberry Shortcake is really good. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, Orange Juice is a good song too, but like it's triggering for some people who are dealing with eating disorders, so watch out for that. Recess is a good one. I like Recess a lot. It's underrated in the Melanie Martinez fandom. Let's see. Which one was the other one? Oh, High School Sweethearts is cute. The part where she's all like, if you cheat, you die. I felt that. I really did feel that.
What about The Principal?
That one is such a good one. I like the scene in the movie was like really great.
I thought it was very sudden that they just killed him. Like, I feel like that was, like, they should have the same until, like, the end, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they just killed him, and there was no consequence against that. And his son just took over. I was like, what?
I feel like his son had a crush on Crybaby. Because why would he let her go and, like, why would he take her out of detention? Only just to, like, you know? Because detention was, like, that song.
So did you say it ended with a cliffhanger?
It did, yeah. But she is making two more movies about it.
So it's a trilogy then?
Yes.
That'd be interesting. Do you think the sequel will be better, or do you think the third one will be, like misliked?
I don't know, to be honest.
I guess not the way. Anyway, so what's your score on it out of 10? Or out of 10... flying pink buses in the sky?
I give it 9 flying pink buses in the sky out of 10. Only because I feel like some songs are like the grown-up versions of different songs in her previous album, and she could have done better. But yeah. In Marvel news.
Yeah, I mean, this, I know we're a little late on the, a little hard tardy to the party on this, but yeah, it's really upsetting, that whole Spider-Man issue going around, or that's been going on for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks now, about Disney like asking for more profit of having Spider-Man in the MCU, and what, like they're asking, like, I don't know the exact I should really have the information on me right now, but they were asking for more profit, more, like, percent on him, but Sony was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney was like, okay, I guess we don't have a deal anymore. And ever since then, I've kind of just been hearing rumors saying, like, there's been a new deal or whatever. Like I remember hearing a little, like I think, like, last week, saying someone made a video of, like, there's been made a new deal. And there was, like, idea for, like, two trilogies in the works. And then, like, one of them would have an idea of having Firestar and Iceman in it. Well, Kyle's like, alright. I feel like they're kind of jumping ahead of things. I mean, it's just a rumor, but still. But, yeah, anyway. So, do you think there's any, like, hope of the idea of those, despite Mr. Webcrawler?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I think I read, like, an article about Captain Marvel 2 introducing Hulkling. But, like, as the first gay MCU character.
I mean, Valkyrie is the first bisexual LGBT character, if you think about it. And it's kind of weird that they're... I mean, they said that she was bisexual in the first one, but now they're saying that she's just full-blown gay in this one or something.
I love that. But no.
I mean, it feels kind of weird that they just jumped, like... They just made a small change of that.
That's true. I mean, like... Who knows, we might get her in Lady Thor, but I don't see that. I kind of see, yeah, like...
I mean, I don't know. You know who I can see with Lady Thor?
Thor? Thor himself?
No.
It's not canon, by the way. Just kidding.
Yeah, I've no, never well, read that's Thor. Why, because Thor's with She-Hulk.
Yeah, I've never read Thor in my entire life, so... Can't say anything about that.
Anyway,
I've never seen Thor, except for, like, Ragnarok.
So have you been watching anything new on Netflix recently? Anything recent? Anything 80s vibe-ish that leads to a prequel to a movie that came out in the 80s?
No, I haven't watched The Dark Crystal. I've been too busy binging Four Weddings and a Funeral on Hulu. I'm almost done with it, and I read a spoiler about it, like, today, and I'm very sad about it.
But yeah, so The Dark Crystal came out, like, at least a week ago, I believe, and actually, the series, the Netflix series, which is a prequel, I mean, I actually watched it, it's like, a lot of death in that show. It was like, about puppets. It's like, I can't explain. But,
I don't think anyone could explain it.
But yeah, I think when the time is right, I should show you what it's about. Like, I think we should watch the movie and then watch the show. And then, like, because in the show, there's, like, a lot of guest stars in that, like, Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
Awkwafina. Simon Pegg. Bill Hader. Eggsy. I forgot his name. Sally.
From Kingsman.
Yes.
Huh. Speaking of Bill Hader, I have not seen It Chapter 2 yet. I think I'm watching it, like, Thursday.
I thought you said you watched it the other day.
I watched, like, half an hour of it.
How did you watch half an hour?
Because I was waiting for my mom at her work and, like, got to, like, a good part and then, like, had to, like, leave because she was getting off work. And so I only got to, like, the carnival scene and then the part where they went back to, like, the Meeple house. I didn't tell you what happened, but there's a carnival scene and they go back to the Meeple house, so that's all I've seen so far. But I may watch it on Thursday.
Fully this time, I guess.
And then I'm gonna watch it, like, next week with a guy I'm seeing because I forced him to go.
Yeah, it's
forcing him to go with me.
I don't want to go into detail about it, but you have said that being a white guy, he doesn't like scary movies.
I'm forcing him to.
I know, but still. It's like, I feel like he's forcing a new, like, stereotype on himself or something.
It's true. I think it's
like, I'm half white, and I like scary movies.
I mean, I think it's because, like, he doesn't prefer scary movies, and he doesn't prefer eating spicy food. I think it's just, I don't know his preference, but, like, he has seen It Chapter 1.
And what was his preference on that?
I don't know, he just didn't tell me.
Was he, like, fully, like, white? Like, he was so scared?
I don't think he was that scared, but I think it was, like, scared to the point, like, he wouldn't watch the second one, even though, like, it convinced him to watch it with me yesterday. Like, next week after he's finished moving, because he's moving to a new apartment. It's gonna be fun. Imagine dating someone going to a different college than you. And he's already met my parents.
Oh.
So that's fun, too, guys. Date people who you meet online.
Anyway,
for the record, I didn't meet him online.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I did, but that's not what we're telling each other. That's not what we're telling our family.
This kind of went from a weird change of pace. Anyway, so, do you like anime?
I used to read a whole manga series called Case Closed.
And how was that?
It was really good. There was one volume of the book, one volume of the manga that I really liked. I think it was number 17. But now I stopped reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching and reading anime and manga all together. Although I will, like, watch Sailor Moon. Wait, that's a lie. I'm not going to stop watching anime because Fruits Basket is on Hulu. So, guess who's going to watch Fruits Basket for the rest of her life? Me.
And would you ever read any manga in the future again? Like, I was asking you, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, like hentai.
I was going to say that,
totally,
but...
Totally kidding.
I was going to say, would you be interested if I showed you Akira, the Akira manga?
I don't think at any point I'd be interested in reading manga
again,
ever.
In a while?
Just not for a long while. I mean, maybe I'll
Yeah,
read,
she's
like,
saying this while flipping through the Dragon Ball Z book right now.
Trying to see if there are good ASMR worthy pages for me to flip.
Yes.
No.
Are you trying to trigger your asthma?
Yeah.
Your asthma.
Yeah. Penn Badgley did ASMR for W Magazine. That was great.
Who's that?
He plays Dan on Gossip Girl, and he plays Joe Goldberg on the show You, that's on Netflix. Mm. He did ASMR yesterday, and it was really great, because I fell asleep.
It was that intense, wasn't it?
It really was, because he did, like, most celebrities who don't know what ASMR is will do a W Magazine ASMR interview, and they'll, like, do random triggers that have a lot to do with, like, what they're doing. So, like, for example, Camila Mendez from Riverdale, she drank milkshakes and read a whole Betty and Veronica comic book and flipped through the pages of the book. And since Veronica Lodge is a cheerleader, she also played with pom-poms. Mm. A lot of other triggers. Jake Gyllenhaal did it, too, for a good hearty 2 minutes. But he played with a camera and told everyone how lonely he is because he has no friends. That's nice.
Alright. But, I feel like we changed the pace a little bit, but, I mean, that's cool. So, anime I'm kind of watching right now is, it's kind of a lot, but I'm just kind of watching from, like, changing it, like, I mean, I'm watching, like, different anime right now, but not, like, I was kind of doing, like, a Toonami type thing where I was watching an episode, like, almost every day of each anime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching, Ace Diamond, which is a baseball anime, which is not that bad. I mean, the thing about why I really hate about Crunchyroll is that there's no English dub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is an English dub for some anime. Like, one I know of that has an English dub is Konosuba, which, I mean, I heard of it, but I don't know the whole, like, story. I just know that there's... sorry. I just know that there's one girl, like, he dresses up like kind of like a witch who likes making explosions with magic.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm also watching Bleach.
Ooh, which, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm currently on episode 40 right now, but it's pretty good. I mean, they're currently trying to rescue, Ichigo is trying to rescue Ryuka. I'm sorry. It's been like a week since I watched Bleach, but I'm still watching it. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm also watching Darling in the Franxx, so that's pretty good right now. Well, the thing is, I was watching it, like, sometime, like, last year, but mm-hmm. I haven't had the chance to continue it, but I'm continuing it right now. Like I said, I'm episode 7, so I'm starting over, which I know some people would probably prefer, like, just starting off where they last, starting off where they were, but I'm just starting over. I'm also watching, there's two anime right now I'm watching. I'm almost done with them. That is How to Keep a Mummy and Pop Team Epic.
I've never seen those ones before, man.
Pop Team Epic is kind of a weird anime kind of thing. Okay. It's kind of like a sketch kind of cartoon anime type. That's kind of...
Okay.
And How to Keep a Mummy. It's about this kid who lives with his aunt, which I didn't even realize that was his aunt. That was just some, like, roommate or something. But, and his dad likes to send him souvenirs from other parts of the world. And he sends this, like, this little, like, this big coffin, and what's inside is a little mummy.
Interesting.
So, yeah. That's kind of what he looks like. And I always thought, like, that line on his face was his mouth, but that's not his mouth. I mean, he's just a cute little guy. But, yeah, that's the two animes I'm almost finishing right now. I'm also watching Naruto Shippuden.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's... Yeah, so, yeah, currently Gaara has been taken by the Akatsuki right now. And his brother... I can't pronounce his name, sadly. And my apologies, Naruto fans out there. The puppeteer man. God, that's causing a lot of cringe to some Naruto fans right now. So, currently, I think other anime... I also just started One Piece again.
Again?
Well, I mean, I tried watching it, like, a while ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get into it, but I'm watching it now, and I'm kind of getting into it right this moment. And it's not that bad. I mean, it sucks, and I know that there's no English dub to it, and I know a lot of people who watch anime are like, it's about the original dub, man. I like to read it instead of...
let's, like, see.
But other than that, I think, well, I'm reading the Dragon Ball Z manga right now, but I think when I'm done with it, I'll watch Dragon Ball Super. I mean, what sucks about Crunchyroll, it doesn't have any, like, it doesn't have Dragon Ball Z on it, which kind of sucks.
Isn't that on, like, Toonami?
No, it was like a long time ago, but not anymore. I mean, it has Dragon Ball Super, but not Dragon Ball Z, but but yeah, I might watch Boruto, Naruto, Next Generations. A friend of mine is actually watching that right now, and she thinks that's pretty good. So yeah. Any other anime you're gonna watch in the future? Maybe Cells at Work, which is basically like little people cells in your body who are just working and turning and doing stuff. And yeah, and also Parasite, which is, I've seen the ending of like the last 5 episodes of it, but I mean, like, there's like good anime out there that's like very small. It's like, it's kind of want more, you know? It doesn't matter if it's anime or just a movie or like a TV show. It's like, you just want more of it, you know? But anyway,
I can relate. I finished Beverly Hills 90210
and how was that?
Wednesday, like the reboot.
There's a reboot? I mean,
okay, so there's like 3 different types of Beverly Hills 90210. There's like the one in the 90s with like when they were all really young, like Tori Spelling was really young.
I know that one.
And then we have the 2010 version, which we don't claim. Like the original Beverly Hills 90210 fans don't claim that because
I did not realize that.
It's not this. Like, it's not their show. It's a different concept of their show, which that's why they don't have Beverly Hills. It's just 90210. And then there's the reboot that happened like this year, that just ended recently. And I'm so shook because one of the cast members, like, I did not know this, but he is on The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And he plays as Billy Marlin, the bully. And in Beverly Hills, he plays Zach, who is, like, Brian Austin Green's son, but is in actual reality Jason Priestley's son. I didn't know that, and so I stalked his Instagram page. and I was like, oh my god, it's Billy Marlin from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Why didn't I know that? But I want there to be a season 2 because it's a really good show and ended on a cliffhanger, which is bullshit. Because why cliffhangers? Let's see. But I have been like binging Night Court, so that's fun. I watch it every single day, every single Fridays when I don't have anything to do. So I wake up early in the morning to watch Night Court at 10 o'clock from 10 to 12. That's a really good show. And Harry Anderson, who also played Richie Tozer in the original It, is also in Night Court as Harry T. Stone, a young judge at the age of 34.
That reminds me, speaking of 90210, we saw a movie a little while ago by a very interesting, inspiring director. Well, we saw it on the same day, but we didn't see it together. It was Quentin Tarantino.
Once About Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
Luke Perry was like in there for like 5 whole minutes.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to bring up that movie that we saw.
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
It's so sad he won't be in Riverdale season 4.
Anyway, what did you think of the movie? So
it's a good movie. Yeah. I would buy it 10 out of 10. Would recommend to everyone
you
else.
You buy 10 movies.
I would buy 10 copies of it to show everyone how much I love Quentin Tarantino, even though some people don't like him. Because apparently his name is very controversial in Hollywood. Because he almost killed Uma Thurman on the filming, on the set of Kill Bill Volume 2. But all in all, he is a very good director, and I would love to work with him if he's not dead. And I wish we had ads for this podcast, but we're poor and don't have any.
I mean, soon we'll sponsors. We'll get some sponsors soon, right?
Topher Grace, please sponsor us, because I know you have a podcast, and I've listened to it like once, and it was when you and Cicely Strong did ASMR. Speaking of Cicely Strong and SNL, they hired another Asian American as actor for their cast, and I'm very happy because Rob Schneider was also an Asian American. He's Filipino, but very glad that Asian Americans are getting more recognition in shows like SNL. I feel like this is the shortest podcast we've ever done because it's like going up on 30 minutes now.
Well, we're in currently time limit of 25 minutes.
This is true.
Anyway, so... By the way, I'm gonna mention, was there any other big movies that were gonna, like, big, movies coming out that were interested in seeing?
Oh, I saw Hobbs and Shaw, which was really good, because I liked The Rock. That one was a good movie. I may watch Hustlers later on in the future, because it's about strippers.
That looked interesting.
Huh?
What? Giggity what?
And scamming men, because that's what I want. The only thing I'm not hyped for is to see Lily Reinhart for, like, 2 hours on my theater, like, on the big screen. Because I already don't like her in Riverdale, and I really don't like her personality, so I don't want to, like, I'm, like, if I watch Hustlers, I'm gonna be like, yeah, Lily Reinhart, she's so great, and she's not that fucking great. She is a white feminist who only cares about herself and thinks that cystic acne is like having pimples every once in a while. It's really not, and she needs to keep herself in check. The fact that she said that people who have depression shouldn't waste it being sad all the time is bullshit, because people have depression and they end up killing themselves. But that's not what I'm gonna talk about today. So, another subject.
Disney Plus.
Wait for Jeff Goldblum's new show on Disney Plus. That's what I want.
So what is his new show about anyway?
He just talks about a lot of stuff, so that's gonna be great.
Just random subjects?
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum talking, like, for 30 minutes.
I feel like you would watch that religiously.
If my doctor told me I had 30 minutes to live and that show was already out, I would have just watched the show for 30 minutes and die happy. Hmm. It's Jeff Goldblum.
So what do you think about the other Disney Plus shows and...
I can't wait for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I'm not hyped about seeing Sharon Carter, because she's basically pointless.
I love Sharon Carter. So you just...
First off, okay, here's my thing, because we know that, like, Peggy got married to a different guy, and it wasn't Steve, from Agent Carter. Like, she married someone from Agent Carter.
This is when she gets in her controversial stage.
And...
This is like... I hate to bring up Dragon Ball Z again. I apologize for that, but this is like when she's going like Super Saiyan, like controversial. And super controversial Saiyan.
So what the fuck?
Currently her power is that past 10,000. And I think it's going over, oh my god, 20 million right now.
So anyways.
Which is, I know it's crazy just saying it. Like it just jumped that high.
So like if it's not Peggy's daughter,
her hair is currently, like, changing from black to blonde.
And like,
her eyebrows are currently gone right now.
Did Peggy ever have a brother? No. Okay.
She's brought out the picket sign right now.
So,
oh my
Sharon
God.
Carter shouldn't even exist, because how the hell does she even like how is she even relevantly like related to Peggy?
That's
my question. And then the fact that like they're just gonna like wipe out the whole thing that, oh, Steve Rogers kissed his niece or whatever. That's bullshit, because first off, Steve, I love Steve so much, but he should have, what was I saying? Okay, so I love Steve, but if Peggy were still alive, she would have just told him to, stay in the future, and, like, he has better things to do, not just go back to the past. This is what Endgame does. This is the part about Endgame that makes me mad, because they had so many years of character development of Steve Rogers, and it goes nothing, because he wanted to get laid from some old-ass woman who, like, died way before he even, like, there was an before there was even Endgame.
Yeah,
and
but
he just
Dana,
left his best
Dana,
friend alone.
Dana,
like, Stucky Lives Dana. Matter too, man. And then, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I totally can't wait, because they're, like, gonna
be
domestic besties.
She has currently
besties.
Reached the level of Super Saiyan, I would not say Super Saiyan God, but Super Controversial God.
And so, if Chris Evans were to ever be in the Falcon and Winter Soldier show, I hope they unplug his life support. Because what he did in Endgame was so wrong, but I really can't wait for WandaVision.
I didn't even know that we were going to talk about that on the podcast today.
I mean, we had to talk about it somehow. So, it was great, and it was discussed, and things were said.
Hey, you know who needs a comeback? Pietro Maximoff. That guy was so wasted. And you know what I think? I think Evan Peters is overrated as a character.
Speaking of Evan Peters, I am not that hyped. I mean, I'm hyped for American Horror Story.
I knew you're going to bring that up.
Not hyped for American Horror Story, but Sarah Paulson might be in this one, so I'm super hyped for it just to see Sarah Paulson. But I do like Billy Lord, and they just released the opening credits for it, like, yesterday, so I'm like, should I really watch it?
Watching that trailer just made me just feel kind of weird inside.
Watching the trailer made me hate Emma Roberts so much more. Sorry, this is an anti-Emma
Roberts. I don't know,
Roberts.
The whole yoga thing and the whole camp murder thing in the beginning.
Can't wait to see Steve Harrington do some jazzercise.
Did you just say Steve Harrington?
Yeah, because I heard that part in Stranger Things.
By the way, we should... We really need to do like some sort of like a podcast of like... Like... I'm sorry, I just lost my whole train of thought right now. I was gonna say was, I think we just should just do, like, a... Like, some sort of, like, 80s... Like...
80s-themed episode.
For yeah, well, like, movies and... I think more movies, like, horror movies or whatever.
That is true.
I think we should do it at night. Just eating candy and popcorn. And I was thinking about watching a movie during the podcast, but I thought, that seems... That seems kind of risky. I mean, I'm not saying because of, like... Copyright claims, but just...
I don't who just know wants to watch. My plans for Halloween, because I told my parents I would be dressing up as Steve Urkel. I've been watching a lot of Family Matters.
I know we kind of talked about video games in the last podcast, but, and I hate to bring up Dragon Ball Z again, like...
Oh, wait, that...
Like, kind of like how... Like, I was going to say Eric Carmen. Eric Foreman likes to bring up Star Wars... Religiously.
Don't come for Eric Foreman like this. Jesus. But, I feel like everyone in the fandom almost hates Eric Foreman because he's selfish and needy and clingy.
By the way,
and weak.
They're only into Dragon Ball Z. We talked about this whole controversy thing about the audio leaks of Dragon Ball Z because.
I have no comment about that. I feel like we should discuss that on a different podcast.
But this is our only podcast that we do.
Not another episode where it's not so...
This is probably the most controversial podcast we've ever done. Even though this is our second one. And I'm already having things about what we should do for the our 12th season. Even though we're only on season one.
We're only on season one. Please, we
and
need sponsors.
Like, season two of 25 of the first season.
Please, we need sponsors. We're very poor. I need to get through college.
Do we just pick? Can we pick up a sponsor, or just is it like?
I feel like they have to like listen to our podcast and then like talk, like either contact us by email and then discuss it, and then we'll like discuss their ad, like you know, do an advertisement.
So far, we're doing.
We're doing terrible. This is why we got like 4 views on our first podcast.
Yeah. But anyway, So yeah, how is your guys' Friday the 13th going?
I know there's no real audience, but
there's an audience. So just there's somewhere out there.
Audience is
it's
probably
a late, it's a late audience.
Because this is a late podcast for like 2 months already. We've missed out on so much, guys. I went to the coin op our bar and arcade in our town.
How's that?
It's very fun. All the games are like 25 cents.
I'm interested in doing that. Just bring it. Just bring a big
and
bag of
like food and drinks. Quarters. They open at like 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is the food there good?
They have like pizza, but all the pizzas are like video game themed.
So.
Yeah.
So, she said it's called Coin Up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go look that up right now. So, it's here downtown Sacramento. Sacramento. Coin Up?
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento. So you said it's game-themed pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So what's your favorite current game, arcade game that you like there?
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Because I beat the guy that I'm seeing. So we were playing Street Fighter and I beat him.
I am not that good at Street Fighter. I'm just gonna say it out loud. I mean, I'm good at Mortal Kombat, but...
It's like the old, like, they're really old arcade games. They're, like, 8-bit. But it's really fun to go to, for, like, first date and stuff. Like, yeah, let's go to a coin, let's go to an arcade-themed bar and play video games and drink a lot and eat pizza and whatnot. It's really fun to go to, but you have to have, like, a valid ID because it's 21 plus.
I'm going on the website right now. I'm seeing the pizza, but I don't see, like, video game themed.
Like, the names?
Oh, the name, okay. I thought you meant, like, yeah. like they were designed pizza in, like, some sort of, like...
No, like, the names are okay. Video game. They're, like, the, I think there was one that was, like, Pikachu themed? Pikachu named? I don't remember, because it was, like, 2 months ago. I feel like that's going to
be a cheese pizza. A cheese pizza with 2 big pepperonis on it.
Honestly, we didn't even eat pizza when we went, so we ate, like, somewhere else. We went to the Shady Lady that after the corn dog. Because I told him that, like, oh, yeah, Shady Lady is a really great jazz bar to go to. And we had, like, pork tacos there.
And how was that?
They were, like, a standard 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Yeah. And then we went to, like, Punch Bowl to play some darts, because I don't know how to... I've never played darts my entire life, but I did that day.
Darts is not my cup of tea, but...
Like, my strong throwing hand is my left hand.
Oh, wait, I never knew that you were left-handed.
I'm right-handed. Oh. But when it comes to darts, I'm left-handed, which is really dumb. And I keep, like, making, like, marriage jokes towards him, because it's
like, oh,
he's Jared.
Oh, my God.
You went to Jared.
And, you know, for... The other day, I was thinking about that, but I was going to keep that to myself until a good time.
Literally, I saw him, like, Monday, and I was like, oh, yeah, so if we ever plan on getting married, can you go to Jared? And he was like, no. And I was like, why? And he was, and I was like, because, like, I want to tell everyone he went to Jared. And he was like, so Jared went to Jared? I was like, yeah, because, you know, why not? Like, that'd be a great pun, besides the Subway Jared guy that creeps on children.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that was the first joke I made towards him.
Classic.
Right? I love making funny jokes that no one else can.
What's the best joke that you got right now?
Besides
the Jared joke. Say it out loud to the aunts.
I feel like this is a joke I saw in, like, Night Court from this morning, and it's like, oh, two women are walking. Or, like, walking down the street, and one of them goes, hey, my husband's cheating on me, and the other one goes, great, who's the caterer? Well, that wasn't that funny, but it was really funny on Night Court.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm not a comedian, guys. Please don't come at me. I'm not John Mulaney, although I wish I was.
By the way, I found a picture of...
John Mulaney. Because I said no, you know? Like a liar. John Mulaney's next bit. I was walking down the carpet at the Oscars and everyone started cheering. I thought I'd finally had made it. And then I looked around and there was Captain fucking America. I mean, honestly, that's a big mood because Captain America is very intimidating. And I would like him to roll me. Thank you.
Like that picture I sent you the other day on Snapchat. Captain America brace. Can you break my back like a... fucking glow stick.
Me all the time. I think about when I think about Chris Evans. Damn.
It's like, I feel like I can picture the scene going off. It's like he's at like one side of the bar, and he's just. What drink do you think he would?
You drink beer. He's like the type of guy to drink beer. He would probably drink a pale ale or.
Yeah, he's
IPA.
Just drinking a ale. He's like.
Drinking,
like, and like he's just on one side, you're on the other. He's just like thinking about my past.
Break my back, Daddy.
No, you gotta say it like louder, like, oh my God, break my back right now.
I feel like if I were to meet Chris Evans, it wouldn't even be like that. It'd probably just be like me being a dumbass and bumping at the hand and spilling soda everywhere.
I feel like it would be the squealing inside, like.
But I'm about to do it with Chris Evans, guys.
Be back in 20 minutes.
An hour. I feel like he's the guy to the last second.
An hour plus 20 minutes.
Or more. He looks like the guy to... Maybe Sebastian Stan would have that same stamina, too. Every time I think about Sebastian Stan, my mind goes to, like, Bucky Barnes and that arm and how much I want it to vibrate whenever it touches me.
You think it just, like, popped off the hand and just...
Did you get new stickers? Are those stickers over there? I really want to see those stickers. Do you have a Peppa Pig sticker?
Wait, what?
Dude, let me see your stickers.
It's right here?
No, the other ones. Coward. This man has a Defenders sticker.
Yeah, well, actually, I made that on its Instagram.
Oh, damn. My sister has a sticker on her laptop that says Moist.
Moist?
Yeah. It's very sexual. This is cute.
Is this podcast from very controversial to very...
Sticker of Marilyn Monroe. I'm saving this for my nightly dreams.
Are you going to put that on your phone?
No.
Back of your phone? Oh, so where are you going to... Do you want that sticker? You can have it if you want it. Just shove that down your bra?
Yep. It's Marilyn Monroe. She was very pretty back then, and she was very curvy, and she was still considered one of the most beautiful women ever, but she died poor. Like, dirt poor.
Well, no, she's... No,
she was rich. You know, she was born poor, and then she became rich, and then she died poor. That's what I mean. She died poor. What I mean is that she overdosed on some drugs, and apparently she... There are a lot of theories about her death. Like, the government killed her. The president killed her. She took some suppositories, and that's how she overdosed. If you don't know what suppositories are, they go on the other side of your body.
Hmm.
And that's how she died. But I'm pretty sure she took drugs by mouth because she was a drug addict, too. Anyways, Marilyn Monroe, a visionary icon. She will be missed. Also, can we still talk about the fact that I have a Ned Flanders kink?
It's kind of an odd brand thing that's pulled up right there.
Chris Evans in a mustache could be Ned Flanders.
He looks more like that... That hairstyle, that mustache he had the other, like, last year. He looked like he was from Super Troops, Trooper Troopers. Oof.
I'm not a fan of mustaches, but oof.
Mother of God.
Can you get me in a mustache? Okay. Anyways, I feel like Sebastian Stan in a mustache, like, I've seen him in I, Tonya, and that was not a good look for him.
By the way, what do you think of my mustache and...
I mean, even, ouch. Even Jared has a stubble, and I'm not a fan, so... Oh my God. It's, the stubbles are cute, but, like, don't grow it out. At least shave every once in a while, so it just gets less stubbly.
I shave my cheeks. Okay. That was weird.
We are on...
We're... 43 minutes. Wow. 42 minutes and 42 seconds. I timed that right there.
And this may be like an hour long because, yeah, and then later on I'm going to go home and eat some barbecue because I'm very hungry.
Hmm.
My dad made barbecue.
How did you, was it like leftover or?
No, I don't know because I think he went to go pick up my mom at work today. Oh. Right now. Let's see. Oh, I'm reading the Iliad, sorry.
What's that?
It is an epic poem by Homer about the fighting of Troy. If you've seen Troy, the movie, it's literally about Troy and how Paris is fucking dumb and abducts Helen of Troy because he's in love with her and starts this giant war against, you know, everyone else, and then, like, fucking Achilles comes in, and it's really good. It's a really good book. It's very long, but the next book I'm going to read is Dante's Inferno, because I just want to hear about purgatory and hell. That's fun.
Hmm. Alright.
Yeah. Is that another sticker?
It's nothing. It's...
Nudes.
Huh?
I mean, that's not bad at all. Again, my sister has a sticker on her laptop that says Moist, and it literally looks like that, but the word Moist is covering the chest.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, as if that didn't turn me on and made me rethink my sexuality. Because I am...
Honestly, you're thinking both ways. Actually, you think you're always right now, right?
Yeah, because I am pansexual, and the man I'm dating is a closeted bisexual. Yeah, he can't. He okay, so here's the thing with, like, me and sexuality. And with him, it's like he feels that he can't come out because his parents will judge him. And he doesn't want that, so he just kind of is in the closet. Which is completely fine, because I've been in the closet about my sexuality for a very long time, and I came out in 2017. But this part was really funny. So, like, a week ago, I was hanging out with a guy I'm seeing. We were listening to music. Like, we were listening to The Sound by the 1975. And when the parts of the song goes, "I thought you were straight, now I'm wondering." Because I guess the girl that the singer's talking about thinks that, like, he was, like, he's straight. And, like, you know, he, like, acts a different way. So maybe she's, like, gay. And so we were, like, laughing about it. And he was, like, "We're not even, like, what we say we are. We're just super heterosexual because we're already sleeping with each other." It's really funny. But also, I remember that we were super high. So that was fun.
And I hate to change the subject or anything, but you said he hates scary movies, right?
Yeah, he hates scary movies.
Are there any interesting or any scary movies of interest that you want to show him?
I really want to watch all 4 Scream movies with him because they're on Netflix. But, like, the beginning of the first Scream is kind of graphic because, like, Drew Barrymore gets her guts cut out of her body and she gets hung by a tree by Ghostface. Super, like, it's not as graphic as, like, Hostel, but it's graphic to the point where, like, yeah, maybe you won't eat for a little bit. But it's a really great movie. Like, I love that series. And the show's good, too. Season 3 of Scream is on Netflix, guys. It's super great. Tyler Posey is in it. And they use the original Ghostface mask.
Best one?
Mm-hmm.
The best one?
Yeah. Like, they bring it back. Because the first two seasons had a really weird Ghostface mask, but it didn't even look like Ghostface. But they brought back the old Ghostface mask for this season, which is fine. But I don't think they're going to make another season, which is pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that another hentai sticker? This is cute, though. Like her outfit. She's not really wearing anything, but... because nudity is great, guys. We're all body positive in this podcast. No slut shaving whatsoever. Although, I have thought about polyamorous relationships. It was a topic we were talking about a few days ago.
Game Grumps stickers. You know about the Game Grumps, right?
Yeah. They invented Dream Daddy.
You said you played that game on mobile. How's that?
It was so great.
Give us a 10-page paper on that.
Awesome. So in Dream Daddy, for people who haven't played it on PC, it's now on iOS. Like, it's all now on the App Store, but, like, it's a beta. So, like, certain, like, you would have to pay for it to continue it, and I didn't do that because I'm poor. But it's a really great game. Like, you go on dates with, like, these guys, like, these dads, and one of them is, like, married and is still, like, going out with, like, you know, he's, like, a church guy, and his name is Christian, I believe. But I played it, and it was a really great game, and I have a daughter in there, and I named myself, I think it was, like, Ryan, and I look like some really rich hipster guy. But it was a really great game, and I want to play it on PC just so I can get, like, the ending, because I really, like, wanted to be with Robert, but I didn't get that. But also, video games-wise, Stranger Things the Stranger Things chapter of Dead by Daylight is coming out pretty soon. I'm very excited for that. Even though I haven't played Dead by Daylight, but I heard that it's a really great game to play, and I really want to play the Stranger Things chapter, because you either get Steve or Nancy, so I'm really gonna want to play Steve, because fuck Nancy's rights. Literally, fuck Nancy. Robert, I love him. It's my dream daddy figure. Like, one of the guys I, like, went on a date with and was, like, my, like, character's college best friend. He has, like, 3 kids. And I'm like, sir? Okay.
So what's your, lost my train of thought for a second. So what's your score on Dream Daddy?
I deleted the app.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't.
But what did you think so far?
It's a really great game and people should play it. But also, like, I haven't been watching that many TV shows, but when I do, it's like Titans season 2 is coming out pretty soon. I'm excited because I get to watch it illegally. I'm not on the DC Universe app because I'm poor. That's how I got to watch Swamp Thing. Let me tell you, the guy who's in Swamp Thing who plays Alec is also Adult Stan in It Chapter 2. So, like, that was very interesting for me, because I'm like, oh, awesome. But then, you know, when I went to go watch it the other day, he already had killed himself. Which isn't even a spoiler, because if anyone has, like, read the book or seen, like, the older movie, we all know Stan kills himself in the bathtub. Anticlimactic death. My God. But the parts that I've seen in it are really funny. I just, the guy who plays Eddie plays him so much more, like, anally than the younger.
Say anally?
Yeah, like, he plays him in, like, a way where, like, Eddie is, like, so scared of germs and whatever. But then, like, in chapter one of it, like, that kid was, like, low-key scared, but he got brave within, like, the last few minutes of the movie, so... Just trying not to sip some tea over here.
You're drinking what's left of your Pepsi Zero right now.
Also, Amy Adams should have been Adult Beverly and not Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, she, I could...
me on this.
Yeah, I could kind of see it like that, yeah.
Or Molly Ringwald.
Actually, maybe.
Or Molly Ringwald, because, you know, she was referenced in It Chapter 1.
So I was just looking at the IGN thing. So it says that there's a kind of random thing to bring up. Harvest moons are the closest full moon to the autumn equinox, and this year is coming tonight on Friday the 13th, which is today.
Hot. Also, our podcast is coming up on an hour, so it's gonna end pretty soon.
Yeah.
But I went to Best Buy earlier and saw a Polaroid camera that I really want for Christmas.
You know, I was thinking, speaking of Best Buy, do you think we should do some more, or not more, but do you think we should do, like, movie reviews?
We should. On a different episode.
Yeah. I feel like that would have to be, like, take up, like, a full segment, maybe. Yeah. So what movie do you think we should watch and then talk about?
I don't know yet. Mostly because I think I may have played, I don't know when we're gonna do this, like, the rest of this podcast, because, like, winter break. I may be going somewhere. If not, I think Thanksgiving break I may spend it with the guy I'm seeing. Clay, I don't want to spend it with my family and drink a lot of Hennessy, so I'm gonna spend it with him and celebrate like white people do.
We try to say.
But he's literally like, we've talked about spending Thanksgiving together, and he's like, well, if you just want to like spend Thanksgiving with me, and I was like, think about it. And he wants me to bring, like, hot wings. He wants me to make hot wings. I know how to make hot wings, but, like, he wants me to make them.
I know how to make hot wings. It's been a while, though. Just get some cookie sheet. Get a... I can't believe I forgot my kitchen tools.
He was all like, I'll trade you hot wings for, like, sexual favors. And I was like, sir, my hot wings cannot be paid in sexual favors. Not even him getting on his knees would work. But Thanksgiving break and Christmas break and whatever, I don't even know what we're gonna do, because this podcast is
wait.
I'm not ending it yet. I'm doing something.
It's almost,
we're still going, but
it's almost done, but
checking my email,
but I gotta bring up anime one more time, or at least, actually, you know what? Not anime. Out of all the upcoming Marvel things about Phase 4, what movie are you interested in seeing next, at least in Phase 4?
A standalone Captain America movie.
I meant, like, about what's coming out next.
Yes, a standalone old... standalone Captain America about old Steve Rogers living his life. I just want to know what happens.
Pretty sure it's going to take place in, like, one of the 50s.
I just want to know what happens. I really just want to know what happened.
Who do you think should be the villain in that?
Me.
I did not know that egos existed in the 50s.
I mean, listen, this face right here could be a villain. Could be a villain.
Could
be a villain.
Not be 100%, but could. But yeah. Anyway, is there anything that we should bring up more?
Could
or?
Be a new villain. Instead of a comic book villain, I could be a new villain who just wants to kill old Steve Rogers.
We just discussed the controversial part on that earlier.
Because I want to plug out his life support.
Oh my god.
And be like, this is for Bucky.
Okay.
Anyway. While Bucky just stands there.
This has been the Belladonna podcast. I forgot saying that earlier. But. But currently, time is short. It's 5:30 right now.
It's 5:30 and this podcast is at 55 minutes.
But, anyway. Thanks for thanks for listening. If you're able to have the gut of listening to us talk about some random stuff, but
crackheadery.
Anyway, thank you. September 13th, current time, 5:31.
And whoever is the artist of this, please don't sue us because we have no money.
But yes, thank you, and come listen to us again soon.